ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 50. Need a Japanese review?
ようこそ JapanesePod101.com へ。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese. Now, in this lesson, you'll review some grammar points that we've learned in Beginner Series Season 4.
そうですね。復習のレッスンです。And we'll also introduce some useful expressions for saying goodbye.
This conversation takes place at
Magic Bar.
The conversation is between
大空春也さんと店長。
大空春也 and the shop manager.Haruya is using formal Japanese. The shop manager is using
informal Japanese.
Basic and premium members.
If you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more.
Let's listen to the conversation.
では聞きましょう。
じゃあお先に失礼します。
おい、Haruya。さっき金持ちそうなおじいさんとおばあさんが来たぞ。これ春屋さんに渡してくださいって言ってた。
コーヒーだ。手紙もある。
春屋さん、本当にどうもありがとう。そして迷惑をかけてごめんなさい。春屋さんと会えてよかったです。日本がもっと好きになりました。私たちは今からブラジルに帰ります。お元気で。 BS マジックとても上手ですね。
店長、泣かないでくださいよ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
じゃあお先に失礼します。
おい、春や、さっき金持ちそうなおじいさんとおばあさんが来たぞ。これ、春屋さんに渡してくださいって言ってた。
コーヒーだ。手紙もある。
春屋さん、本当にどうもありがとう。そして迷惑をかけてごめんなさい。春屋さんと会えてよかったです。日本がもっと好きになりました。私たちは今からブラジルに帰ります。お元気で。BS マジックとても上手ですね。
店長、泣かないでくださいよ。
今度は英語が入ります。
じゃあお先に失礼します。
Well, I'm off.
おい、春や。
Hey, 春や。
さっき金持ちそうなおじいさんとおばあさんが来たぞ。
There was a wealthy looking man and woman here a little while ago.
これ、春屋さんに渡してくださいって言ってた。
They told me to give you this.
コーヒーだ。手紙もある。
Coffee and a letter.
春屋さん、本当にどうもありがとう。
春屋、thank you so much for everything.
そして、迷惑をかけてごめんなさい。
I'm sorry to have been such trouble.
春屋さんと会えて
よかったです。
It was so nice to meet you.
日本がもっと好きになりました。
I like Japan much more now.
私たちは今からブラジルに帰ります。お元気で。
We are returning to Brazil. Please take care of yourself.
P.S. マジック、とても上手ですね。
P.S. Your magic was really great. Come on, boss. Don't cry.
下山さんじゃなかったですね。ハルヤさんでした。So the magician wasn't Mr. Shimoyama, but it was Haruya.
In the previous lesson, Mitsuru Mikado and Erika Hidari saw their co-worker Shin Shimoyama working at a magic bar. Well, at least they thought the guy was Shin Shimoyama, but it wasn't Shin.
そう、ハルヤさんだったんですね。It was Haruya. Remember, Haruya さんと Shin さんはそっくりです。
So they look exactly alike. So Naomi-sensei, this was the last episode ですね。
そう、最後のエピソード、最後の話です。
最終章ですね。
ああ、last chapter.
The last chapter.
そうですね。
Are you happy with the ending?
まあまあまあ、どうですか、ピーターさんは。
そうですね。あんまり納得していません。
なんで？
I'm not too satisfied. I wanted a little more drama.
え、ドラマありますよ。Can I tell a secret?
Sure.
本当いいのかな。これは私はハルヤとシンは兄弟だと思います。
So Haruya and Shin are brothers.
そうそうそう。
はあ。
最初から読むとなんかわかるかもしれないですね。
Now I have to go review all 50 lessons. No, one more thing I kind of want to touch on.P.S. Isn't there a Japanese word for this?
Ah, you mean 追伸?
Yes.
Ah, but we also use P.S. Do you know the movie P.S. I Love You?
Starring Hilary Swank and Gerard Butler?
そうそうそうそう。The Japanese title was P.S. I Love You でした。So it wasn't 追伸愛しています。
Well, maybe that was just because it was the title of the movie, but inside the letter, it's 追伸ですね。
In a formal letter, yes. But in a casual email or casual letter, PS is fine.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First, we have a phrase.
お先に失礼します。
Goodbye at work. Excuse me for going before you.
お先に失礼します。お先に失礼します。
Next, we have a phrase.
お元気で。
Take care.
お元気で。お元気で。
Next.
店長。
Shop manager.
店長。店長。
Next.
迷惑。
Trouble, bother, annoyance.
迷惑。迷惑。
Next.
かける。
To take, to expend.
かけ。かける。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we're going to look at?
迷惑
Trouble, bother, annoyance.
Junk mail is called 迷惑メール And there's also a word 迷惑電話
So, crank call or junk call.
そうですね。迷惑をかける。
Is to cause trouble or give someone a hard time.
そうです。
迷惑 is a noun, but it's also a not adjective. So, how could we say a troublesome person?
ああ、迷惑な人。
Okay, now, if someone keeps bothering you and you want to tell them it's annoying, you can say?
迷惑です。
It's pretty strong.
迷惑です。or 迷惑だ。
That's a little scary.
Yeah, that's pretty strong. But if you're really annoyed at a bar or... it's a good phrase to use, I think.
Yeah, I think Naomi-sensei hit the nail on the head. 迷惑です. It's kind of like Naomi-sensei said a bar. So if someone's trying to pick you up and you already said no and it's kind of like escalating.
Ah, so, 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 so.
If you use 迷惑 desu, that's going to get them to stop and leave. One quick question. 迷惑 mail is not physical mail delivered to you, but rather something you'd get in your email inbox.
Ah, so desu, so desu. Email desu ne. 迷惑 email.
Okay, the next word we have is
店長.
Manager of the store.
店 means shop or store. 長 means chief. So 店長 means
head of the store or store manager.
長 works as a suffix. So, for example, mayor would be 市長.
Literally, chief of the city, head of the city.
So desu ne. And of course, the president of the company would be 社長.
President. So you could see the commonality is the second character in all of these. Okay, finally we have a phrase.
お先に失礼します.
Excuse me for going before you. And it could mean goodbye at the office.
So desu ne. The person leaving the office says this phrase.
Because kind of excuse me for leaving before everyone. It's really interesting, the social pressure in Japan, because if you're leaving before everyone else, you kind of walk to the door and you say, お先に失礼します.
So desu ne.
And everyone looks up and says, man, I can't believe Naomi-sensei is leaving again before everybody else.
Again? で, in an informal situation, you can just say, お先に.
This is actually Naomi-sensei's kuchiguse, like what she says all the time because she's always leaving before everyone else.
That's true.
Now, let's go back to the office situation. If someone leaves before everyone else, they say,
お先に失礼します.
What do the listeners reply?
Oh, good question. お疲れ様でした. Or in informal situation, you can say, お疲れ様.
We translate this as goodbye because the meaning can change depending on the context and how it's used. So direct translation would be close to, like, thank you for your hard work.
So desu ne. You must be tired, mitaina kanji.
It's kind of a literal translation, and you worked hard. So, but again, it's a phrase that's used to say goodbye.
So desu. お疲れ様でした.
In this context, of course, it changes depending on the context. On to the grammar point. Now, in this lesson, we'll review some grammar points that we've learned, including adjective plus.
So.
Seems like. And.
になる.
To become. We'll also focus on how to express one's apology using the te form.
So desu ne.
So, Naomi-sensei, in the dialogue we had,
迷惑をかけてごめんなさい.
I'm sorry to have been such trouble. Let's break it down. First we have,
迷惑をかけて.
To cause trouble. And,
ごめんなさい.
I'm sorry. So, I'm sorry to cause trouble. Now, when apologizing for a specific action, we can change the verb into its te form and attach one of the many apology phrases found in Japanese. Naomi-sensei, shall we review some?
はい、もちろん.
Okay, first we have
ごめん.
Now, this is very casual, used with friends and family members.
迷惑をかけてごめん.
Sorry about that.
そうそうそうそうですね, very casual.
So, what's the formal apology?
すみません. So, 迷惑をかけてすみません.
Now, there's an even more formal expression.
Oh, ありますね. 申し訳ありません. So, 迷惑をかけて申し訳ありません.
And I think there's even one more level. ご迷惑.
And ありません should be ございません.
So the ultra uber polite is
ご迷惑をかけて申し訳ございません.
Now, Naomi-sensei, how do you say I'm sorry to be late?
That's an essential phrase to know, right?
For some people?
そうですね、私とかね。 遅れる is a verb to be late.
The corresponding te form is?
遅れて.
Now, to your friend you would say?
遅れてごめん.
Sorry I'm late. To your teacher or at the office you would say?
遅れてすみません.
And I also kind of remember from my days in Japanese school, we had a 遅刻.
ああ、遅刻してすみません.
That's the one.
Ah,
we used it every day.
Peter?
Hi. Now, kind of switching gears, when we're glad about something that happened, we can put that action in the te form and then add
よかったです.
Now, よかった is the past tense of the adjective いい, meaning good. In the dialogue we had,
ハルヤさんと会えてよかったです.
It was so nice to meet you, ハルヤ. Let's break it down.
ハルヤさん.
ハルヤ?
と.
particle meaning with.
あえて。
The potential form of the verb 会う。So, to be able to meet.
よかった。
Was good?
です。
And here, the des is making it polite. So, literally, 春や with can meet was good. But, of course, we translate this as, it was great to meet you, 春や. It was good to meet you, 春や. Now, there's a detailed write-up about the te form of a verb plus よかったです。So, be sure to pick up the lesson notes for this lesson.
So, this is the last episode of this series. 最終章ですね。
That's right, the last episode. Beginner series が終わって申し訳ありません。So, we're so sorry that the beginner series is over.
皆さん、ありがとうございました。Thank you very much, everybody. ピーターとホストができてよかったです。
So, we're glad that we could be your host through these 50 lessons. If you've made it this far, you should be really, really proud of yourself.
そうですね。
Now, don't forget that you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So, if you have a question or some feedback, please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments.
Enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
No excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
待ってます。じゃあ皆さん、また別のレッスンでお会いしましょう。
See you in a different lesson.
じゃあ、お先に失礼します。
おい、ハルヤ。さっき金持ちそうなおじいさんとおばあさんが来たぞ。これ、ハルヤさんに渡してくださいって言ってた。
コーヒーだ。手紙もある。
ハルヤさん、本当にどうもありがとう。そして、迷惑をかけてごめんなさい。ハルヤさんと会えてよかったです。日本がもっと好きになりました。私たちは今からブラジルに帰ります。お元気で。PS マジックとても上手ですね。
店長、泣かないでくださいよ。